A Democratic state representative from Western Massachusetts is not going to run for re-election. Aaron Vega, who has represented the city of Holyoke in the Massachusetts House since 2013, announced Tuesday that he will not be running this year for a fifth term. He spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
The great thing about being state rep is that there's so many issues that we look at. And the best description of my job has been I'm in a permanent liberal arts education. And in some ways, I'm ready to go to grad school. I feel like the last 2 years digging into education policy and the last couple of years working on foster care issues, I just like digging in deeper. So I really want to utilize what I've learned, the relationships I've built up both locally and at the state level, and focus more on Western Mass and really focus on the issues that, you know, I care about and I think that, you know, make a difference in people's lives.
So we're talking about going into some form of public service that doesn't involve elected office. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct. You know, I love elected office and I love campaigning, but, you know, after eight years as state rep and four on city council, I think I need to take a little break from elected office and, you know, can concentrate on, you know, some of those sectors like higher ed, economic development, tourism, and really passionate about issues around food insecurity and food access. So, you know, hopefully those issues that I've worked on at the state level, I can keep working on here. But yeah, without the elected process in part.
So do you have something lined up? Do you have something in mind?
I actually don't have anything lined up in all seriousness. And I'm on the 11th month job hunt. You know, of course, there's a few organizations and institutions that I've reached out to, you know, that I, you know, have given them the heads up and, you know, we'll see if something opens up there. But, you know, nothing is guaranteed and nothing is on the table right now.
Have you ruled out the possibility of running for elected office in the future?
I think that nothing's ever ruled out for the future. So, but I really think that right now, I feel like when you really get into some of these issues around higher ed, around food security, there are issues that take a while to work on. You know, I've gotten to work with Western Mass EDC on some of the cliff effect issues. And this is, you know, 3 or 4 year, you know, grants that put these programs together that really take time to dig into, you know, so, you know, the cycle of elections and the way that I'm looking at things right now, you know, I wouldn't want to start a job, you know, a year from now and then say, oh, sorry, I'm running for office now. So I'm literally looking to dig in on something and really kind of hone my skills and make a difference again. I think that there's a lot of great institutions out here in Western Mass, but, you know, we've got to keep working hard. And I think having the relationships with the state reps and the state senators in the area, I think will be an asset that hopefully I can bring to the table.
What are you mentioned some of the issues that you're very passionate about and you've worked on. What's some of the legislation that you're proud of that you helped get through?
Sure. Well, I mean, recently two things I'm most proud of most recently, of course, has been Breakfast After the Bell, which is a program that we do have here in Holyoke and in Springfield, and they've expanded to Chicopee, which ensures that all kids in districts that have 60% more free, 60% more free reduced lunch, you know, make sure that all kids get breakfast after the bell, that breakfast is served in the classroom and that all kids eat. And I think that's just so important to me. The next thing I want to work on with that is increasing the quality of the food that they're getting. And then, of course, the Student Opportunity Act. You know, last year in the beginning of this session, I filed, along with Mary Keefe, our version, which was called the Promise Act, and looked to invest more money into public schools across the Commonwealth, especially for districts like Holyoke and Springfield and Worcester and New Bedford, Fall River. And, you know, that Student Opportunity Act that came out, you know, a lot of the bones of that are from the Promise Act. So, obviously, education has been a huge, huge issue of mine. And then I think the last thing, or, you know, there's other things where I think a lot of us have our fingerprints on, of course, but, you know, a lot of what we've done to try to shore up foster care system here and working with DCF, I still think there's a lot of work to do there, but I think that what we've done in trying to make sure that, you know, kids in foster care, you know, have access to health care, have access to education, you know, and kind of really trying to work on those reviews, those foster care reviews is something I'm trying to work on still, to make sure that there's more teeth in them and more follow through. I think those are some of the big things that I'm really most proud of the last couple of years.
Are you concerned about the decision you've made and the impact it'll have in terms of you know, Holyoke's level of experience at the state house, because, I mean, as we know, currently the state Senate seat is vacant because of Senator Humison. Well, former Senator Humison is now Mayor Humison in Westfield.
Yeah.
Are you concerned all about the seniority issue?
Sure, I think that's always a concern. It's obviously a compounded concern when you're here in Western Mass, when there's only, you know, 22 of us in the House and Senate, you know, west of Worcester. But I think that there are obviously some great reps that have been there for longer than me, and I think that some of these new reps that have been elected recently, Rep. Mindy Dom, Rep. Sabadoza, Rep. Carey, and Rep. Blaze, I mean, they are just dynamic, and the four of them are just going to be great, and I will continue to be a resource to them. I think that it's also about, you know, representation. You know, I am the, you know, I joked I'm the whitest member of the Black Latino Caucus, but, you know, I am half Ecuadorian, and it's been a great opportunity to lend voice to Latino and Latinx issues here in Western Mass. So that would be, I think that's something to consider. You know, seniority does matter, but I also think that, again, you see some people just, you know, who really dig into the job and work hard and can move up quickly. So it's definitely a concern, but I think that, you know, when it comes down to it, whoever the next rep is, I will, you know, be very open to working with them and trying to shepherd them and do anything I can. And I think that one of the things I've done, you know, over these last 8 years is sort of change the perception of Holyoke. You know, when I got elected, I think, you know, obviously things were changing here locally, but the view of Holyoke and the view of sort of Western Mass was like there's nothing going on, and it's just a poor city, and you know, never going to really be opportunities there. And I think we've changed that dynamic and changed that story a lot with the Gateway Cities Caucus, you know, bringing reps out here, doing tours, you know, bringing organizations from here out to Boston, really making those connections. And I've really, you know, tried to make sure that, you know, when I think about organizations like Girls Inc. and Enchanted Circle Theater, that they're not just Holyoke organizations, you know, so I've worked hard to make sure that my colleagues know about those organizations and support them as well. So I think that the next rep for Holyoke will have a lot of support from his or her Western Mass colleagues.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
I think that one of the things, you know, is that, you know, I've always said that this is the most frustrating and inspiring job I've ever had. And I think that, you know, I hope that my example of somebody who, you know, came from South Holyoke, you know, had a film career, was doing different stuff, moved back home, ran for city council, won, ran for step rep and won. I hope that inspires people to get involved. I think that, you know, there's still a lot of apathy out there, and there's still a lot of low voter turnout. And I think that hopefully what I've done, you know, in bringing people along with me on this job, you know, through social media and through community meetings and just being at L events, is to let people know that your local reps matter, you know. And I think that we talk a lot about local politics and how it really matters and affects people's lives. I think about all the constituents that myself and my legislative aide, Pat Duffy, of 7 years, have helped out literally hundreds of people over the 7-8 years of, you know, SNAP benefits and unemployment and you know, applications to jobs and college. And I think that I hope that we've made the rep seat something that people recognize as something important and as an office that they can go to get help. And I hope that inspires other people to run for office as we move forward.